When I did that sermon last Sunday about the creation and about the evidence of our faith in God, and that man has no excuse, this Psalm 139 was one of the ones that I referenced. And I looked at it, and I was thinking, you know, there's a tradition in these nature documentaries, you know, that you see on TV. They'll show the documentary, and then sometimes they'll have a show that says how this was made. You know, they'll actually talk to the cameramen, you know, who are walking around slogging through the penguin poop or whatever it happens to be, right? And kind of tell you what it was like. And I was thinking about that kind of thought when I ran across this, but there's so much more in this psalm. So first I'm going to read the psalm, and we got three things we're going to talk about. Psalm 139, for the chief musician, a psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You have hedged me in behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. And if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to you. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they should be more than the number of the sand, and when I wake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So this psalm has kind of three sections. And each one, I think, characterizes a fundamental attribute of what you ought to do as a child of God. Now, David, of course, lived under the Old Testament, under the Old Law. And we live under the law of Christ. But these three attributes are, I think, key to us as Christians today. The first one is a complete and total awe and reverence for Almighty God. That's about the first 18 verses. You know, we talked about this last Sunday when I was showing all the creation and all the different amazing things in the world, from galaxies down to atoms and molecules and everything in between. And to even try to grasp the tiniest little fraction, sliver of how great God is should drive you to your knees in awe and praise of God. And because of that, he knows you completely. You know what David says here? He says, before the word is even on my mouth, you know what I've said. You know, before I even say a word. He said, before I was even born, before I was even put together in the womb, you knew every one of my days. God knows us. We are so, you remember when we were looking, y'all might have looked away at this slide, but all the little microbes, you know, you're sitting there looking at these little things swimming around. You know, we see right through them. We see absolutely right through them. They have no like coloring on their skin. You can look right through them. They're transparent like glass. You know what? We're transparent like glass before Almighty God. He sees everything. Absolutely everything. And when you look at that praise and that awe and how we should live because of it, where every second of every day of our entire lives, the awesome creator of the universe cares enough to pay attention to us little specks of dust. in this little tiny galaxy, in this little tiny corner of this creation, which is only something he put together in an afternoon, you know? He said, let there be light. Boom, there it was. You know, he put it together in a week. He's one day he's going to roll it up, get rid of it. But you know, in that huge, vast creation, he cares about each one of us, and he sees us. Now, because of that, I'm going to get back in here so I can see the text. Because of that awe, one of the things you see here is starting about verse 18, actually it's verse 19, he shifts gears and he says, oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. They speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. And then he says, do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. You know, that's a really different set of thoughts from this awe of the Creator God, right? But what it is a response. It's a reaction of the creation who knows how powerful God is and how great God is, and his emotional, passionate reaction to those who defame and insult that great Creator. And we see this, you know, one of the things I was thinking of when I was doing this is Christians are a passionate people. We should be full of passion. You know, it's one thing, and I know sometimes we get worn down. You know, Kenny was talking about this morning, Tim did too, about how wicked the world is around us, and we see the wickedness in the world and even in our own country and various things. And sometimes you can just get to where you just kind of go, oh, that's just it, you know? You just kind of wore out with it. That's not the attitude David has here. He's passionate about it. He hates it. He hates it with a perfect hatred. You know, God hates too. We talked about that the other day. He hates sin. He hates unrighteousness. Now, this is not meanness. This is righteous anger of what's going on in the world. And, you know, it got to a point in Israel. It's one of the things one of the prophets said back in the day. He said that no one even sighs or cries for the sin in Israel anymore. They had gotten so depraved that everybody had just gone, oh, that's just the way it is. You know, when we look out in the world and we see wrong and we see sin and we see blasphemy and we see, like he said, people taking God's name in vain, how does it make you feel? Are you letting those calluses grow a little too thick to where it's like, oh yeah, there it is? Or is your heart burning? Say, no, that's my God. That's my Creator you're insulting. Think about it. Then the last section here, these last couple of verses. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked thing, any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Children of God yearn. They're a yearning people. They yearn for righteousness. They yearn to be pure. They yearn to be in the very presence of God for eternity, face to face. And because of that, they're willing to make a pretty scary request. Now remember, this is the God who created the whole universe we're talking about, right? Who knows you, that you're completely transparent, naked before. He knows every thought you're ever going to have. And he says, search me and try me. That's a pretty scary request when you think about it. But that's what we should be. God, if there's any sin that I'm caring for and coddling, like we talked about this morning, in some corner of my heart, root it out. Shine a bright light on it. Make me ashamed of it, that I might be pleasing to you, that I might be holy before you. If there is any wicked way in me, Lord, let me know. And lead me in the way everlasting. Children of God desire with all their hearts to be with God. That's what we want. And so, just tonight, just these few thoughts. Think about yourself in relation to the Almighty Creator God. Realize that you are transparent, completely see-through before his eyes. How do you react when God is insulted? How do you react when people just sin and say it's fine? How do you react? What does it do to your heart? Check yourself and see how you're responding. And then amp up your yearning to be holy. You're yearning to be pure. You're yearning to be with God for eternity. Ask that dangerous question of the Lord. Search me and try me. Seek it and find it and let me root it out. That's our lesson for tonight. Thank you all for being here. And for everyone on the internet, we have one more song we're going to sing. And during that song, if anyone needs to respond to the call of the gospel, which is always calling, as long as we breathe on this earth, we have an opportunity to obey the gospel and to be saved from our sins, to be able to get on that path to walk for the everlasting life with God. And if we have, if you're already a Christian but you have needs, let us know. Let us help bear those burdens. That's why we're still here, is to help one another get there. So if you have any of those, you can respond as we stand and sing this song.